Some men just have better instincts than others. Come on, let's step out of the noise. You remember the way, right? Left at the cracked mirror, move right past that poor dying exit sign, and the last door on the right. Mind the step, love. It likes to grab ankles. There. Better already, isn't it? Sit down. Relax. It's a relief to have you here, actually. My feet are killing me. And I just don't feel like lap dancing anyway. Especially when the usual dances can be so predictable. I'm glad you're not like a normal guy. They start fidgeting, talking, telling bad jokes just to fill the air, but not you. You breathe. You listen. You hold yourself. I must say, stepping away from the relentless grind of the floor is great. I love that you want more than surface-level attention. You crave a connection that transcends the ordinary, like I do. It's just what I've been looking for. You remember what we practiced last time, don't you? That tether I helped you build? That phrase that kept you anchored to me when everything else was trying to sweep you off your feet. Say it after I do. Okay, baby. Say it for me. I am in control. That's great, sugar. Voices carry power. Don't you think? Some voices are especially powerful, I've always thought. Don't you agree? And every time you speak those words, it's like a little tribute, saying I was right about you. Maybe I should have gone into teaching. You know, official teaching. School, pencils, pencil skirts, letterman jackets, lettermen, chalkboards, uncomfortable desks. Although honestly, I think this setting suits me better, don't you? But maybe I can practice a little on you tonight. A little unconventional curriculum. If you're willing, you deserve something real, you know. Something honest, not some standardized test. You deserve a lesson plan that doesn't pull punches. Of course, it's not going to be easy. Growing is always hard. I think people don't realize just how hard it gets when you're growing. I mean, don't you think? I mean, really, like, the harder it is, the more you've grown. You have to admit, I'm right again. Anyway, let's start again, my sweet. Listen in, and listen closely. Leaning closer to me, and then repeat after me. I am in control. There it is. I can hear your determination, though I sense a hint of uncertainty still lingering. It's like almost as if the phrase is a barrier between the man you are and the wild truth within you. It's okay. Those are pretty powerful words, and they take a while to practice until they slip off the tongue. until you can effortlessly produce each potent pearl, each soulful syllable. It's perfectly natural, of course. Not at all surprising, really. I expected it, if I'm being honest, and I'm always honest, which has a way of setting me apart in the industry, if you know what I mean. And again, truthfully, I expect you did too. We knew it was going to be a journey, didn't we, sweetie? After all, it was precisely because you believed I might understand you, because you trusted me. You told me you needed guidance, intimacy, where the exchange isn't about physical pleasure, but something far, far richer and more meaningful. Something we can both profit from. Ultimately, I could tell you were a diamond in the rough. All you needed was a little polishing. Your confidence is the most potent currency you possess, and with it you are capable of purchasing any experience you desire. Now, again, let your voice ring with conviction. I am in control. I still sense a hint of doubt, like there's a part of you that wonders if you're really supposed to resist completely. Imagine commanding attention on stage with poise and control, your every move a confident investment in yourself. Envision reaching for that inner strength, that surge of adrenaline that comes from knowing you're worth every penny of this transformation. That's what you truly desire, isn't it? To dissolve those feelings of uncertainty, to stand assertively, to feel the electric charge of confidence coursing through you. I am here to guide you through this little lab experiment, to see what we can find when we peel back a few layers and start dissecting your internal world. I don't want to sugarcoat it. I think this is going to be challenging for you and pretty intense. You deserve the truth from me, don't you? I told you when we began this journey last time, I would always be very direct, and you said that's what you wanted, didn't you? Yes, that's right. Well, this is going to be far more immersive than you might have thought. Now, stand up, my dear. This will be our first lesson. Take a deep breath. I am going to help you to shed your defenses layer by layer. Strip down completely. That's right, literally. I want you to get naked for me. I know, it's ironic, isn't it? Here you are in a strip club, but you're the one getting nude. Some guys would kill to be where you are. You'll have to trust me. Now, each article of clothing you remove is not just a barrier falling away. It's an investment in your true self. You trust the process, don't you? Almost as if every piece of clothing you take off is a pledge toward discovering the real you. Keep repeating that phrase. I think it is very important at this moment. As you undress, say, I am in control. Would you recite it for me, sweetheart? You know I have your best interests at heart. That's it. Piece by piece. even your watch and jewelry. Remember, you're here paying for this liberation. Socks, shoes, even your underwear. You trust in my process, don't you? You trust in me, don't you? Okay, and fold them neatly in front of you, like a proper man would. I'm going to make you feel powerful, even at your most exposed. Isn't that why you're here? I don't have to explain it to someone as intelligent as you. I'm sure you grasp it, and I sense the intensity of your desire. That growing need burning within. Everything you want is within reach right now. And I know your hunger for it. But first, you must bare yourself to me. Reveal that hidden part of you so we can strengthen it. Wouldn't you love to dive into those secret depths with me? It's the only way to capture the essence of what's been slipping through your fingers for so long. Don't you agree? Let those words flow from your lips once more. I am in control. Come on, let me hear you say it. Oh, good. See how you can do this even when you're so exposed, so naked before me. Of course, I sense some hesitation, but maybe not everyone would. Now imagine I'm one of those dazzling women who usually makes you so weak in the knees, makes you harder. I mean hard to think. Picture me, the sexiest woman you know, right here in front of you. And even so, you can still say, I am in control. I mean, the little doubts that whisper in your mind when you're in my presence, they're perfectly natural. Just listen to my tone. Don't you think even real men, I mean gentlemen like you, might feel that irresistible pull up and down? I think you know it would only feel completely natural for any real man to feel a desire to give in when face to face with a woman like me. To be drawn to a voice and body as soft yet commanding as mine. I feel that stirring in you, not as a sign of weakness, but as pure, raw desire. It would be totally normal to feel my voice right now, stoking your flame that burns so intensely inside of you. I can sense your arousal, no judgment here. If anything, it makes me so proud of you. So why not push deeper with me? Yes, just like that. Venture further than ever. I think you need to explore that untouched frontier sticking out ahead of you. It might feel a little bit awkward standing there like that, though. Let's get you more comfortable. It helps to be in a space where you feel safe, don't you think? Why don't you try getting on your knees? Yes, just like that. Lower for me. That's perfect. That way, you can still focus on my words. Comfortable, but not too comfortable. you lose focus. Now, repeat after me. I am in control. Ah, there we go. Doesn't that feel a bit better? Ah, yes. Perfect. Now say it again, raising your eyes as if you're locking them with mine. You're no longer trembling. Everything feels better, don't you think? But there's still something in your voice. Some sort of block, nagging. I think if we're being honest, we both hear it, right? I know those nagging doubts might be creeping in. Perhaps you're wondering if you're simply following my suggestions, or if your heart truly believes you're not submissive. Or you can't possibly live up to your desires. Let those thoughts drift away. I have an idea. I did say this would be unconventional, didn't I? I would really like it if you began to stroke for me. Go on. Caress that hardened desire and stroke that rigid cock. I know you're eager to show me just how vulnerable you can be. I can tell. That's it. And as you stroke, you want to demonstrate the immense power you can wield. Stroking is powerful, isn't it? It embodies power. Stroking while exposed reveals your strength. It reveals your power. There you are, naked, vulnerable, exposed, entranced, and stroking so intimately for me. I want you to say it again. I am in control. It feels delicious to hear your voice echoing my words, doesn't it? Yes. You're doing beautifully for me. I'm making such irresistible progress today. And I'm so proud of you. You're my precious boy. You love hearing that, don't you? The way praise from a commanding woman sends shivers through you. It's natural, darling. Perfectly natural. Exactly how it should be. Just look at yourself, naked, stroking that gorgeous, veiny shaft for me, still holding on to that fragile declaration. I am in control. Say it again. Go on. Better. But I want more. I want it to drip with certainty, to flood from you like it's carved into your soul. We're going deeper now, right to the molten center of who you are. Edge for me, sweetheart. Feel how close you are. That's it. Stroke faster for me. Keep your grip tight. So tight it makes you gasp. You're more aroused than you've ever been, aren't you? And you know it, too. This exquisite, unbearable pleasure, you usually only feel it right before you break, right before you surrender completely. Now, go on. Stroke faster. Keep a firm grip for me. Feeling so aroused. You've never been this turned on, have you? In fact, you usually feel this right before you climax, don't you? There you are, on your knees, gazing up at me, desperate, aching. You're stroking so hard, baby. But is something holding you back? Something buried just beneath the surface. Something unsettled. Something that resists. Tell me. Say it again. Looks like your final exam is going to be oral. I am in control. How fascinating. Do you think that might be the root of our little problem? I wonder, could it be the act of following my guidance, my commands, really the exquisite way you want to obey, the way you ache to obey, feels far more authentic than the words you're reciting? What if the real truth is simple? What if my voice, my will, my dominance was what really fit you all along? What if the words you've been clinging to were never truly yours and never will be? I suppose you could keep pretending, or you could do something brave. You could admit what your body already knows, that you trust me, that you want this, that you're ready to stop pretending. All you have to do is say it. Say it, love. Say it, and it's yours. Say it the way you've always wanted to, all along. I mean, maybe your subconscious resents the denial of your true self because it just craves denial. And to truly indulge in your subconscious fantasies, to become intimate with me and truly let go. You must be honest about who you are. Your body knows, love. Your heart knows. Your breath knows. I know. I've always known. And now, all that's left is for you to know it too. Say it. Say it for me the way you were meant to. The way you've always wanted to. The way you've always needed to. The way I always knew you would. Try it like this. I am my own man. I am in control. Oh, no, sweetheart. That's not the truth, is it? Look at you, naked because I required it, stroking because I said to, kneeling because I blinked. Come on, now, say it. Admit it. Feel it. Say it like this. I have no control. I have no control. I have no control. Say like that again and again and again. Just see what that does. I have no control. I have no control. I have no control. Ooh, your cock loves that sound, doesn't it? I just love making a precious boy's cock twitch like yours. Somehow, I can see you find yourself even harder than before. You're going to edge even closer to climax. You feel more vulnerable, yet somehow more powerful all at once. Somehow you feel you're falling even deeper for me. See? I knew this all along. I recognized your true nature the moment you stepped into the club. I am in control. It was fun playing a role for a moment, wasn't it? But now you understand. Now you see what truly excites you. Now you know who you really are. Naked, exposed, vulnerable on your knees, pleasuring yourself from the most captivating goddess you've ever known. You see, you have no control. Because you were always meant to be my slave. What need does a slave have for control? Chant it for me, chant it and stroke. I am your slave, I am your slave, I am your slave, I am your slave. Precious boy. That's it, precious. You've passed your first real test. No more pretending now. You're ready for real extra credit. Now, the next time class is in session, we can just have you strip down naked, bow down, and start to worship me. Do you want that? I think I'm going to have to get a yardstick. Stroke harder and tell me you are nothing without me. I am nothing without you. I said louder. Do you want to come today? Oh, I'd love for you to. As a nice little reward for the hard work you put in today, revealing your true self. Ah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Ah, so close to that edge. Worshipping me. Not intimidated anymore that you know your place, right? Because, say it, I am nothing without you. I mean, you told me yourself, right? Okay. So slow down your stroking and just hold your hand at the base of your cock and take a deep breath in. And as you do, I want you to sit on both your hands. That's it. Take a deep breath. Ooh, your hands off of your cock and sit on them for a moment. Do this for me, sugar. Now, as you breathe out, repeat your truth. I am nothing without you. 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 Now take one hand and start stroking and thank me for letting you keep stroking till you come as you repeat, I am nothing without you. I am nothing without you. Nothing without you. Nothing without you. Nothing without you. Sit. Stroke that dick harder for me. Yes, baby. Oh, God, yes. Do it. Do it. Do it, yes. That's it. Say it louder each time. Use it to make yourself come now, baby. Nothing. Nothing without you. Nothing. Nothing without you. Nothing. Nothing without you. Yes. That's right, sugar. Yes, you are nothing without me, my little teacher's pet.